This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Toronto Blue Jays mental performance coach Raphael Dubois. Raphael, we see you every now and then joining this Lansing Lugnuts team, stopping by. What do you want to accomplish whenever you visit the Lugnuts?
Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity of being here with you. I think every time that I come into town is pretty much to follow up with players that we have plans or that we've been working together in certain mental aspects of the game, to give support to any other players, to give support to a staff, either from player development or for high performance staff. And pretty much my main goal is to be available for players and the staff to any help I can give them from the mental aspect of the game.
When a player joins the Blue Jays organization, let's say these players who are just drafted, and you first meet with them, what do you say?
I think the first time that we meet them is pretty much tell them a little bit of who we are, what is what we do, from the mental performance staff. And also, I think it's really important for us to start getting to know them a little bit better. We do have a lot of information from them as far as like their baseball and what they do on the field. And these kids they've been scouted for a couple of years or something. So the scouts have a lot of information about what they do on the field. But we always try to get more information about their family, about how they grew up, and kind of like understand a little bit more about them as a person than as a player. And I think like that's in between getting them to know what we do and getting to know them better in the personal level.
How much do the players reach out to you when you visit? How much do the coaches reach out to you?
I think it's equal. Sometimes it all depends. Every visit is different, and sometimes I get to an affiliate or to here to Lansing, and I have two or three players reach out. Sometimes I have 10 players reach out. It's kind of like we've been working with these guys since spring training. We know these guys for a couple of years now, so obviously the trust is there, but we have to understand that in our job, in what I do, it's not for everybody, and not everybody's ready at the same time to work about the mental game or talk about whatever is going on with them mentally as far as the game. As far as the coaches, I think one of my protocols every time that I go into town is talk to the coaches, see what they have seen in the past and in the past couple of weeks about a certain player. Is there something that they think is bothering to a player? And I always have obviously a meeting with the manager, meeting with the pitching coach, meeting with the hitting coach, and obviously the high performance staff to get their perspective on how things are going individually with a player or as a group in the whole team.
How does the mental side of the game affect a player individually, and how does it affect the team?
Well, I think like the mental game is a big factor in this game. In any game, but I think especially in baseball, if you're not in the right mindset, it can affect a lot your game. It can affect how you perform. It can affect your personal life, either your personal life, because if you're having issues performing, it might affect your personal life as well. So I think it's a big part. The mental game is a big part, and obviously, I mean, what I do is more related to on-field situations. We have somebody that works with us more in the personal level, or personal problems or situations or relationships and stuff, but I'm more into the baseball aspect.
So the on-field, like, let's say a player is slumping at the plate, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or I deal at all with confidence issues, and I'm not feeling confident, and it's kind of like we always try to tell the players that confidence is just a feeling. You know, confidence is not something that, oh, if I don't feel confident, I'm not going to have a good day at the plate, or if I don't feel confident, I'm not going to be able to have a good game pitching wise. But confidence just comes from preparation. Confidence comes from their ability to repeat and everything they do, and they know what to do. So confidence is just a feeling. It's not actually something that is going to affect your game.
There's a different facet to it. And talking with the Lugnuts position coach, Dave Pano, he's emphasized how much they talk about being a good teammate. How does that affect your work?
Well, I think the organization in the past couple of years, they've been really pushing towards a teammate development, not only from the player development side, but also, you know, being a good teammate is something that we as an organization are pushing for towards that direction, and I think it affects my job in the aspect of trying to help these players to get better every day. As we say, it's one of our slogans in the organization. It's kind of like how we can help these players understand what they need to do in a daily basis that can actually help them to develop and to grow as professionals, as people. And obviously, being a good teammate is a big part of like this whole, you know, high performance and player development, kind of like getting together towards, you know, building a winning organization.
You say get better every day. That's one of the different things that you tell the players. What are other slogans that you have for the players to learn from?
I think get better every day is the main one. They also say, you know, we're working a lot in the purpose of practice and kind of like doing everything with a purpose, and every single repetition, you know, even if it's taking ground balls, if it's just, you know, like taking BP, what are you doing in every single repetition to make yourself better? And as far as other slogans, I mean, I think that's the one that most comes to mind to me at the moment. But I wouldn't be able to say. I can't think of any other one right now.
Done by Raphael Dubois, mental performance coach with the Toronto Blue Jays. This is something new for a lot of the players. They might never have understood mental performance before, the mental side of the game. Mm-hmm. Have there been players who were resistant to it at first?
Definitely. And I think because of what you mentioned, you know, like this is something new for the organization. Not really in baseball. I mean, there have been mental performance coaches in baseball for a long time, maybe not with the title as far as a mental performance, but I think everything goes back to that trust with one of our coaches, mental performance coaches. You know, I mean, like, I understand that in baseball sometimes it's hard to see the difference in between player development and front office people. You know, like, if they see you as a front office guy, they might be really hesitant to talk to you about something that can affect them in the future. So I think that building that trust with the player is really important for them to say, okay, well, these guys are some, you know, it's people that I can trust with something that is happening with me. Because if you don't get that trust with them, it's really hard for them to open up and tell you what's going on. Because, you know, if they don't trust you, and then they say something to you, they think, oh, if I say that I'm struggling and I accept that I'm struggling, what's going to happen? Like, is this guy going to go and tell the farm director, or is going to tell my manager that I'm struggling, and then they're going to, you know, bench me for a few days because I'm struggling? So going back to your question, I think the most important part is building that trust. It has definitely been, you know, pushed back from a lot of players. First, because they don't really know what we do, and that's something that we try to explain every time. Like, okay, we're trying to help you in your mental game. We're here to help you be successful. It's not about us. It's about you guys being able to get better.
Raphael, how long have you been a part of the Blue Jays organization in just mental performance coach?
Well, this is going to be my third year with the organization. I started back in 2016, so 16, 17, and now the 2018 season that it was kind of like halfway. But
how have things changed for you now in the third year, from the first year to the second year to the third year? Have things, let's say, changed in your interactions with the players?
Oh, I have changed a lot. I personally feel, because when I started back in 2016, I was pretty much just coming out of college with my master's degree in sports and performance psychology. Even though it was probably my fourth year in professional baseball, but not in this role that I have right now. So, back then I wasn't really sure how to. I mean, I had a lot of theory and I had a lot of concepts, but I didn't know how they look in the real life, how they look in the real world, you know, like working with players and being able to help them. And now I feel personally, I think that professionally I'm improving in the way I'm doing things, you know, like players come to me and they ask me something and kind of like, okay, I know how to be able to help this guy. When I started, not that I didn't know how to help them, but I wasn't sure of like if it was the right way or not, you know. So now I feel that I have more confidence in the work I do with the players.
And lastly, let's talk about your one loss record. You joined the Lugnuts this year, start of this year, when we first saw you. We were on the road in Appleton. The Lugnuts had just lost. They immediately reel off 5 wins on the road. We say goodbye to you. Did you know that somebody had put a photograph of you in the dugout?
Well, I did not know until Matt Young and Aaron Spano sent me a picture, of the picture and of my picture in the dugout. And before I left Wisconsin, Matt mentioned something like, "Rafi, when we get back home, we're gonna post a picture of you in the dugout because you're bringing us luck." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, sure," you know, like. I mean, I wasn't expecting that was going to happen. I thought it was just a joke, and then they actually sent me a picture with me there, and I was like, "No way, they actually did it!"
And they won 4 more games in a row.
Yeah. So they end up having a 9 winning streak, and then our EAP coordinator Sam Lima was watching the game on TV or something, or he was in town, and he actually sent me a picture of actual TV. You know, I think it was Brock Lindquist hitting, and I saw a picture in the dugout, and I'm like, "Oh my God, this is so funny!" Like, I think it was awesome. I mean, it was really cool to see that, and something that was kind of like a joke, but it became real. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
So how glad was everybody to see you when you rejoined the team?
It was special. I mean, like I said, I've known these guys for a couple of years now, and you know, obviously we always joke around in the clubhouse, and when they saw me, it's like, "Oh my God, like you're here, you know, we're gonna start winning." And funny, I've been here for 2 days, and we've been winning. The team has been winning for 2 games in a row. So I'm glad that, you know, that luck came with me, and I hope it continues to happen. Obviously, you know, it's you know, it's cool. You know, it's cool to see that, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Toronto Blue Jays mental performance coach Raphael Dubois, thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you. Thank you, Jesse. And thank you for the opportunity, and really glad to be here with you.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.